What is the purpose of HAARP? We've got its name. What is it supposed to do?
I would say primarily it's probably there for ballistic missile defense.
Really?
Heating up the ionosphere, charging it up. Any ballistic missile coming through that charged up ionosphere is essentially going to be fried. And I would say that's probably the primary purpose. Secondary purpose, which is probably used for more or less most of the time, is submarine communications. Stimulating the ionosphere so you get those extremely low-frequency waves that can penetrate the ocean floor.
Yes.
And I think that's public domain, that this was the primary reason that they were going to set it up. And the location in Alaska is the exact location that you want to be in the proximity to the ionosphere in the latitude longitude there. Ground penetrating radar, again, that's no secret, but they need to bounce it off the ionosphere, and you need something fairly close in order to penetrate. I mean, your adversary has to be within a certain range, and so Alaska wouldn't be my first choice for it if you were going to be looking at adversaries around the world.
Well, yes, ground penetrating radar. I mean, that was one of the stated goals, that it could locate underground tunnels and bunkers or something of that sort, was said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy has mentioned the militaristic aspects of this, and there are other aspects to HAARP that have intrinsic value. For example, in dealing with cellular and molecular consequences of the ELF. For example, through use of particular frequencies in ELF, you can cause plants to grow faster.
Say good and close to the telephone for me. You can cause plants to grow faster.
You can cause plants to grow faster. Certain insects, such as bees, can be stimulated to increase output. So there are some beneficial aspects other than militaristic, certainly being examined through the HAARP initiative.
And crops to grow better?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Stimulation of extremely low frequencies might cause crops to grow faster.
That's right.
There's been studies, many studies done on vegetable growth, and they found that cucumbers will actually grow at a twice their normal length in a positive ion environment.
Is a positive ion environment what's produced by HAARP after it bounces off the ionosphere?
Well, HAARP can go both ways. It can produce a negative ion ratio, heavy ion ratio around the globe, or it can produce a positive ion ratio. Now, we were just talking about bouncing something off the ionosphere and being within a certain range, but if you're changing the ion ratio, that's a global effect. That's going to affect everything from Alaska to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like an umbrella.
Yeah.
Yes. So, again, you've given me some sort of light points of, gee, maybe some of the thought about benefits of HAARP. So you're saying that any ICBM coming through an area charged in the ionosphere by HAARP would be destroyed?
Could be.
Could be destroyed?
Yes.
Do we have any proof of that?
I think they have some strong proof, computer modeling and whatnot.
Really? You see, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's available in the public domain out there.
What is it coming through such a highly charged portion of the ionosphere that would kill an ICBM? Can you tell me?
Joe?
I think the electronic systems would be compromised.
Uh-huh.
Unless they were shielded. And, excuse me, in most cases these aren't shielded because they lack the requisite technology to accomplish the shielding. So
that is something. Would a single installation of HAARP, it perhaps would be effective against a single ICBM launch, or even a couple, I suppose, but certainly no defense against all-out war.
I think it could be.
Oh.
You're not charging in this case, you wouldn't be charging a specific area, but the entire ionosphere.
The entire ionosphere?
Yes.
You're suggesting the entire ionosphere could be charged hard enough, high enough, well enough to destroy an ICBM or many of them coming through it?
Well, with 3 billion watts of energy at HAARP alone, and HAARP's not the only one up there.
Do you know the current status with regard to HAARP and power output? Where are they? Do you know?
I know they were getting close to that that 3 billion watts. Joe, do you?
It's on the website. If the reader or listeners would like to go to the website, HAARP is pretty good at keeping up data.
Gee, last I heard, they were around 1 billion watts. I didn't know they were so anywhere near 3 billion. Then, my God, that's a lot of power. Wow.
Your microwave oven produces 1,000 watts.
Yeah, thank you. That gives everybody some little idea of the scale of everything here. 1,000 watts compared to, 3 billion watts effective, I guess. That's Now, I've heard it said by some people that I've interviewed on the subject of HAARP that HAARP could literally burn a hole in the ionosphere. Is that an accurate analogy?
It could create a hole. Yeah,
I don't think burn is the right term.
No, It can create a hole in the ionosphere.
Create a hole in the ionosphere. And what effects, can you describe any effects that are attendant with that? If you pour that much energy into the ionosphere, in fact, right through it, what are you doing to the ionosphere? What do we know so far with regard to the experiments they've conducted so far about what happens around the ionosphere when you hit it that hard? Is it like a big bell that rings? Is it does it become suddenly very absorbent? What happens?
In the case of going through the ionosphere, I think you've already answered the question. It becomes absorbent. It's as if it's not even there at certain frequencies.